Page Resh Sadeh Gimel, bottom of the first column. Okay. This time I got it right because I see stars. 5 stars in a row, right? Ihine, and behold, surprise. I don't know if it means surprise in every sefer, but let's see. Last week, a number of people asked me, I had said Vihine means a surprise, so they asked me about Vihine Simon Bimitna, about her having twins. Now, most people have twins, it's a surprise. But Rabbi Yaakov writes that, I don't know where he gets it from, that it was not typical to have 2 male twins, that it was typical to have a male and a female. Unusual, because identical twins are always the same gender. But anyway, he it bothers him. Vihine has to be a surprise. Every time it says Vihine in the Torah, it means surprise.
Rabbi, I remember on Shavuot, you spoke to us about Vihine for
4 or 5 hours.
Yeah,
well, maybe 45 minutes. But it's a long time to talk about Vihine. I did Shavuot, as I put the markers in all the Vihines and Bereishis, and I went through all of them. Maybe I skipped one because I didn't know the answer, but... but it fit. I just was reading Mount Sedra last night. There's one in, oh, 2 today, in my Aliyah. Vihine, Malach Elokim, Ayla V'yardim Bay. He goes to sleep in a mountain, and suddenly, Vihine, Sulamot Zavaratza, Vihine, Elokim, Ayla V'yardim. Hine is a base Elokim. It's all Hine, it's all surprise.
Vihine, Yashem
Nitzov,
yeah.
It's a surprise. Anyway, let's see what it says here. Vihine, Hayisayid, Vashayrish, L'Seder Atfilah, Hu Abrocha Rishayidish, L'Shmeine Esrei. Not all brachas are created equal. The first bracha of Shmeine Esrei is the most important one, and it's the bracha in which you have to have kavana. If you can't have kavana throughout Shmeine Esrei, make sure to get the first bracha right. The most important one to have kavana. Sheniskana ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu kedisa b'medrash shecher tayv. That Moshe Rabbeinu, at least, wrote the basic concept, as it says in the Medrash, Amar Pichas HaKayim Barchama, Moshe Tikein Seder Tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu set up the order of davening, Shenemar, Ki Hashem Elokechem Elokei Elokim, Vadeinei HaAdonim, Hakel, HaGadol, HaGiba, VaHanoira. Now those 4 words of praise, Kel, Gadol, Giba, Noira, are the foundation of the entire praise of Shemayna Esrei. Let's see how he explains it. Shemayna Esrei Rabbeinu Karla Kadosh Baruch Hu Hakel HaGadol Hashem She'asa Gedailois B'Mitzrayim, because Kadosh Baruch Hu did what we call Gedailois Mitzrayim, Kva Shnemar Aisei Gedailois B'Mitzrayim She'Gadol Mayra Amidas HaChesed. We had countless times that the word Gadol doesn't mean big as in overweight, but it means big as in extremely kind. A big person, Adam Gadol, is someone who's kind. V'achesed, achi gadol, sh'asa kadosh baruch v'mami Yisrael, hu yatzim mitzrayim. So, kel ha-gadol, then ha-gibor, gibor means powerful, sh'asa gevurais alayam, sh'nema v'yeshem l'man sh'may l'idea es gevurasai, v'yegev yamsuf v'yechra. So, first yitzias mitzrayim, then yamsuf, Shekavonas Gibor al Hanhoga Shal Midas Adin. Now we say that Godel, Gibor, and Naira connected the 3 avos. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham is Chesed, that's Godel. Yitzchak is Gevura, or Din. So that's Gibor. Vahanaira, Shehikim HaMishkan, B'yamav. Mishka was stood up in Moshe Rabbeinu's, was set up in Moshe Rabbeinu's lifetime. Kabashadeba Naira Elikim Mimigdashecha. Naira means, it's usually translated awesome, or awe inspiring. Shiyarda Ishman Shemayim, Vishibach by Shemay Kajbarhu, Bitaurim Masimim in the flies Hashem Shasabiyama. So it's interesting that when it talks about the 3 in the flies, it says it's Yas Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Mishkan, it's funny that it doesn't include Matan Taira in the order.
Rebbe, what's the biggest
chesed
Hashem did for Bnei Yisrael? Wouldn't you say
Matan Torah?
I don't think so.
What? In the 26th Kilion, right? But there's a reason for that, right? Because the 26 Kilion Chasdos that the Gemara says that are 26 generations till Matan Torah. Because Baruch Hu for the first 26, we have a Kabbalah that if there's no Torah being learned in the world would fall apart. Yet there were 26 generations with that before the Torah was given. So that's the 26 kilolam chasta is our connected.
The things mentioned there occurred after.
Sichel mer chamayu agmel chabash and chalamis kanan. Yeah, that's true.
But you did have also, you had yeshiva sheva aver. They were learning Torah.
It's true. It's true. But I guess it means before Matan Torah, before the Torah that we were obligated in, I guess.
And yeah. We also say, Shinosan Torah la'amo, kilolam chasta. Right?
Right.
At any rate, this is the three expressions, the way he's explaining them. Godol, Kela Godol is Yis Mitzrayim, Gibor is Kriyas Yamsuf, and Noira is the awesomeness of the Mishkan.
That you say today, by Yaakov.
Ma'anoira, how awesome is it? Yeah. How inspiring, right? Good. In brackets, Kei Pirish Besidish Arachmin Lahamagid Mi Polatsk Talmid Agra. Bishvar Sehu Yisoid Habracha Rishonish Roshvashman Esrei. Those four words are the foundation of the first bracha, Kedisim Yerushalmi. Moshe Hiskin Matbeya Shotfila. Moshe Rabbeinu set up the form of the Shmoneh Esrei. V'mshilu Nusach HaTfilah L'matbeya. They gave an example of the Nusach HaTfilah to a coin. L'hayrei Shekavosh Al HaMatbeya Chalkukes Rak Mila Machta Achodais. A coin only has room for a few words. G'shem HaMedina V'shem HaMelech Kedis K'Moshe Rabbeinu Kama Milim Shein Yisai Shal Nusach HaTfilah. So the Yisai of Nusach HaTfilah, those four words and everything else comes from those four words. The Gemara says that somebody got up to Davin and he said, "Okay, I'll go, I'll give a naira," and he kept on going. He said extra words of praise, and they said, "Don't Davin that way." Because when do you stop? You're just studying praise. So we confine our shvach to the shvach that Moshe Rabbeinu did. The way it says in the Gros Pirish, is that there are four praises. Kael, Godel, Gibor, Naira, Kael, El Yoim. What? He's calling it three, because he says Kael is just like the proper name. Like you say somebody's name, and you say three words of praise. That's the way he's saying. Essentially, he says the name of the Talmud Agra. And the Gross Son's Pirish says, no, not Kasha.
So how would the Gross Son type Kael?
So the way the Gross Son says is Kael Godel Gibor Naira, then in the Bracha we translate each one. Say Kael Godel Gibor Naira, Kael Elyon. The translation of Kael is Elyon. In Yiddish they say the Eibishter, the one who's above us. That's Kael. Kael Elyon, and Gaimach Sadam Taivim is Godel, and Kaidei HaKoel is Gibor, and Naira is the end of the bracha. Let's see how he goes to the end of the bracha. V'medrish, v'shachar v'samigdash ha-miyirmiya, ha-kel, ha-godel, ha-gibor, v'loi oma ha-noira. When Beis HaMikdash was chariv, we see the awe-inspiring place of, it was the Beis HaMikdash, where that's not there anymore. He skipped Naira, she'ein Naira, ela Beis HaMikdash, shenem ha-naira, l'kiyam yidashecha. V'heichad mayroi. So now that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, there is no awe. Shedichas wa'asayim v'beisai. V'loi nisyaru. Our enemies went into the Beis HaMikdash and had no fear. Brackets u'biyuma samachtes nachtem raktem v'heichalei ayyei nayro esav. When strangers are dancing in his Hashem's heichal, where is his awe? Avot Daniel Omer. Daniel said, Okel ha-godol v'ha-naira. He skipped a different word. Must have been davening to 7:15 minyan. V'loi oma gibor. So he skipped a word, gibor. V'loma. Shabbatah misurim b'kailarin v'echa gevura esav. When the Jewish people are in chains, where is the gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? brackets, Ubiyuma, the version that says in the Bavli, Nocher Mishtabdin Bibana of Hecha Gvuraisa. Vikimin Shabdu Ashineses Agadaila, Chazu Esagadula Liyashna. They added, they put the word back. Lama Nikwit Shmad Achekineses Hagadaila, Shektiru Ateras Liyashna. Because they returned the old crown, the Torah Liyashna, Shinamar. As it says, Bitfilas Shabizman Ashesekdel Benechemia, Va'atol Akedu Akel Agod Lagiba Vahadaira. Everything was put back. Shiksha Yirmiyah and Daniel Eidim Agod Hayesurim. When Yirmiyah and Daniel witnessed the terrible infliction, Shasadlu B'nei Kel Chai, Vro Abigdash Bechurbanai, Ve'ech Shech Gavra Yahu Umais Lahashkis Ulachalais, and how our enemies were able to destroy Yeshif Irupiyam Lahashmitz Ulachal Shem Hashem, Bekesh Baruch Hu Raya V'Shaisek, when they were witness to the Churbin, Hikshu, they asked, Hey, Nairaisav, Ayegav Uraisav. They said, where is his Naira, where is his Gevura? But, Achabo, Achesagadaila, Va'amru Zuhu Gevuras, Gevura is not to destroy, but to restrain oneself. Kadosh Baruch Hu restrains his anger. Hein hein ay ra'isav, echichayla l'skayim kivsa acha sh'oimedes v'yishivim ze'evim. One keves, Jewish people among 70 wolves. V'akarchich yeshayza emo pacha b'leiv ha'goyim, ha'binei ha'isav l'aschas sh'om kol b'beis Yisrael. I don't know. You'll see it. V'bizeh ziru ha'tar liyashna l'hakish, v'mitzad echad, eina Kadosh Baruch Hu kav yachol mis'ariv la'afriya l'rishoyim, Malahafek's mamam, Shbarchu doesn't punish the Rishayim. At the same time, it says, "Sheni al af kotach buloi seim, u'maseim shosainim adayim tiskayim am Yisrael begaylo." V'zeo matbeya v'ashay Rishayol b'sisu ashikzel kol yudches brachas. I once saw. It sounds like a Rabbi Yaakov. I don't remember where I saw it. That truth has to be true in the appreciation of the person speaking. Because it says that they took out, Yirmiyah and Daniel took out the word Gibar and Naira, because they said at time of the Churban, where is the Gevura of Hashem? Now it doesn't mean that they held it's not true that there's a Gevura of Hashem, but that it's not something that a person can perceive. At time of Churban, you don't see Gevura as Hashem. So, I think it was Rabbi Yaakov said, we see from here that truth is not enough that it's factually true. Truth has to be something that a person can feel or can testify to or could say he believes is so. And a person is able to do that, so then that's truth. The Lev Eliyahu translates truth as something the Torah wants you to say. His raya is from Kalano v'Chasuda. The Gemara says when you go to a wedding or to a vart, I just came from a vart, so they tell you, you're supposed to say, oh, the kala is beautiful. So Beishari said, no, you kala kabayshu, you tell the truth, the kala is not beautiful, you tell them, well, you know, it's must be a special girl, you marry her despite the fact she's not beautiful. So that's what Beishari says. So Vesil says, what? The language of the Gemara is that if somebody purchases something, you said, "Praise you! You got neyu beinav, you shabcheu beinav." So I don't know. Human nature is to not necessarily to praise. Everyone wants to feel an expert. So if somebody buys something, you say, "Oh, what'd you get?" Oh, you know. But the Gemara says you should praise. If someone buys something and you can't return it anymore, so might as well praise it to make him feel good. So the Gemara says that Beishami said to Beisilel, how could you say that? Basil said you should always praise the Kala. Kala no v'chasuda. The song comes from there, right? Ketzav rakov ne'akala. So Bishabai said, Kala kabay shahi. Say things as they are. Basil said, always say Kaladah v'chasuda. So Beishavai said, Halaya kosavaymir midvar sheket tirchak. Torah says midvar sheket tirchak. So what's the answer to that? So Taisus says that it must be she looks good to him because he's marrying her. So he said, Kaladah v'chasuda to you. You know, you don't have to say the words to you, but you know, that's what you mean. So others say, no, Kaladah v'chasuda, even if she's by all measures not a Kaladah v'chasuda, you praise somebody.
So when Beis Shammai danced your weddings, they sang
Kaladah v'chasuda. Kaladah v'chasuda, she's not so bad, but if they explained the Kaladah v'chasuda, that would be bad. But I'll tell you one thing, if Beis Shammai told you Kaladah v'chasuda, at least you knew that he really meant it. Alright. Anyway, this is his introduction to that Kela Golagiba Naira is the foundation, at least of the praise portion of the Shemite Esrei. Let's see the next column.
So in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, they only had this part of Shemon Esrei, or they have Bakashas also with this?
Well, they had, because Moshe Rabbeinu taught that you say Kel HaGolagibah HaNaira as an introduction to your requests. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he said Kel HaGolagibah HaNaira, and then he davened to go into Eretz Yisrael. So any tefillah has to have praise before and after to be an appropriate tefillah. That's the that's what Moshe Rabbeinu.
Was it Rav Shimon Pakuli who made the 18, or who did that?
Who set up the 18 brachas? He did it actually. The Gemara brings a pasuk in David HaMelech. From at least a part of it, what we say when we put away the Torah on Shabbos, we say Friday night, Mizal David, Havul Hashem b'nei Elim, is the Avos. It's the Berachas Avos. Havul Hashem b'nei Elim, Havul Hashem kavayi v'ayi, is the strength, is Atigimar. Havul Hashem kavayi shemayi, is Kel HaKadosh. So that actually was based on David HaMelech's teachings. Okay, let's begin the next column.
They took out Gibar Venaira, it was because of a Korban Beis Hamikdash only, but a catastrophe like, I don't
want to... Like the Holocaust, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we don't...
I don't want to say it, but...
Yeah, I understand. It's very true. It's very,
Well, maybe it was only because of the Korban by itself, maybe. I don't know. Because this was...
I would think if the idea is that there's a sense of how could a Kadosh Baruch Hu be quiet, and then we call him a Gibar, Kadosh Baruch Hu shows, and then there's the Kasha, it's very hard to say it. Now, nowadays, we don't change the Nusach, we have our Nusach, and we say it. So sometimes you have a little more Kavana, sometimes you have a little less Kavana, but I don't know. I imagine people walking out of Auschwitz, I imagine, found it very hard to daven, I can't, very hard to understand, I don't know. Very, very, very hard. It's mind-boggling. I always mention about Anshul Tesler. Anshul Tesler passed away about probably 10 years already. He was a fellow who lived down by Avenue V or something, and he used to come here. And Anshul went through the Holocaust, and he always told me, "You got to speak about it." But he was very. He was very, very emotional about it, even after that many years. And Anshul told me that when they were liberated, he said to God, "I'm not davening anymore. I davened all these months and nothing happened, and I'm not davening anymore." And he said this, and it's hard to believe, but he told me. I said, "So what happened?" So he said, "I got up the next morning, and they were serving breakfast, and you can't eat before davening. So I had to daven just to be able to eat." That's what he told me. I said, "You know, I'm not davening anymore." But then I couldn't eat before davening, so I davened. So I said, "You're kidding?" He said, "No, I'm not kidding." So it just goes to show what a mixture of feelings people had after the Holocaust. It's mind-boggling. Yeah. Okay.